This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The Mom Room Podcast. My name is Renee Rina, and I am definitely the mom friend you have always wanted. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the bush. I brought my recording equipment to my mom's place because I knew we might be staying till Tuesday, and my solo episode is Thursday. I thought I might record with my mom and my mamere, but they keep procrastinating. And it's like, do you know how many emails I get from PR people to get their clients on the podcast? And here I am begging my mom and my mamere to come on the podcast. We got our questions lined up. I put out an Instagram story asking you guys for questions if we were to podcast, and we have so many good, thoughtful questions. So I know they've been thinking about it. We just need to find the time to actually do it. So maybe this afternoon. I'm talking right now. It's Monday at 1 p.m. It's a holiday in Ontario. So hopefully we get it done this afternoon. But I think my dad has to leave this afternoon. So I don't know who will watch Milo. Maybe Dan. I don't know. So or Milo can be in on the conversation. I don't know. That might work too. So yeah, it's 1 p.m. I woke up super late, although I was up a lot of the night. I woke up in the middle of the night and I was ruminating. So yesterday I went to my favorite store in Sudbury. It's called Stitch and Stone. I love it. Every time I come to my parents' place, I make a trip into Sudbury to go to Stitch and Stone and go shopping. It's just such a lovely experience. And it's not even just that they have awesome clothes and products. The store is beautiful. It's like a great shopping experience. And I love that about stores. Like at my age now, I want my shopping experience to be pleasant. I don't want to be going through piles of clothes that are messy all over the place. I would like nice decor, everything laid out beautifully. And that's what it is. It's a great experience to go shopping. And they have everything like greeting cards, jewelry, all the things like purses, shoes, sandals, comfy clothes, dress up clothes. Whatever you, sunglasses, like they have everything. So anywho, I went there and I bought a bunch of stuff. Stay tuned because I'm going to share what I bought soon. And I was ruminating last night because I was looking at their Instagram and she showed this dress shirt. It's from Levi's because they always showcase the new clothes that they get in the shop. And they have a wicked online store. So check that out, stitchandstone, either .com or .ca. I will link it in my stories. But yeah, this Levi's shirt. And I remember seeing it when I was in the store. And I was like so distracted. I didn't think much of it. And it was up high. So I couldn't get it myself. So I didn't just like grab it. But then last night, I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm ruminating about this shirt. Like, and I don't know if I've explained this before, but I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes and I can't stop, like something that is not even a big deal, I will just ruminate about it. Like I was ruminating about this shirt and I'm trying to tell myself as I'm like half asleep, trying to fall back asleep, like having anxiety over this Levi's shirt, like Renee, you can just wake up tomorrow morning and order the damn shirt. Like stop thinking about it. I don't know what my problem is. One time, so we're planning on going to Victoria. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before, but we're planning a trip to go to Victoria in July, Victoria, BC. And you have to take the ferry from the mainland to Vancouver Island. And my husband and I have taken it many times because we used to live in Victoria. And so we're really excited to bring Milo and show him around. It's like Victoria is my favorite place on earth. And I woke up in the middle of the night one night ruminating, having like panic attack anxiety, not a real panic attack, but just like anxiety about someone throwing Milo overboard on the ferry. Okay. Couldn't fall back asleep, like was so paranoid. And I'm like, okay, Renee, then just don't go out on the deck, like stay inside on the ferry. And that's that. But no, couldn't fall back asleep, like panicking. So silly. So anyways, I'm going to order this damn Levi's shirt because it seems to have been causing me a lot of stress. Oh, I hear my mom and Milo just pull up on the little four-wheeler that he loves. He keeps saying that he loves this machine. Oh, here they come. One second.
Sisu what, honey?
Sisu just fell in the mud.
Sisu fell in the water? Oh my God.
In the mud.
In the mud?
Yeah.
So, did you push her?
No, I didn't.
So, what happened? How did she fall?
She fell by herself.
She fell by herself? Trying to get a frog.
Yeah, it was a big one, and he jumped, and we just spilled him in the water.
Oh, my.
Because he was sad.
He was a sad frog?
Then he turned happy.
Oh, he turned happy when he went in the water?
Yeah. Then he jumped back in the water.
Wow.
He just jumped on my boot.
He jumped on your boot?
Yeah. Then I just wiggled my boot. Then he jumped in the water.
Oh my.
What did Sisu do when he jumped on her arm?
I don't know.
Remember Sisu went.
You guys are crazy. Okay, so anyways, today's episode is about, you know, that TikTok audio that was viral and everyone made these lovely little videos with that audio on top of it. I made one. Jillian Harris shared it. I think she might have made one. I'm not even sure. Anyways, people love it and some people hate it. And so it's weird because I talk a lot about like toxic positivity and those kinds of messages that are constantly being shared about motherhood. And I didn't feel that way. Like I'm very, like I can easily pinpoint things like that. And I didn't feel that way when I heard this audio. Now, the fact that it was a man's voice that people absolutely hate, which I had no idea, I didn't even know who he was. That's a whole other story for another podcast, so I'm not even going to get into that. But yeah, so to start, I thought I would just tell you what the quote is. And the audio clip is pulled from an interview with him. And yeah, so this is the quote of the audio. So it says, "You have little kids for 4 years, and if you miss it, it's done. That's it. So you got to know that. It's, you know, lots of things in life you don't get to do more than once. Now, obviously, you can have more than one child, but all I'm saying is that period between 0 and 4, 0 and 5, there's something about that that's really, it's like a peak experience in life. It isn't much of your life. You want to talk about something? Okay, just wait 1 second. It isn't much of your life. You might think of it as a long time, but it's not that long. 4 years goes by so fast, you can't believe it. And if you miss it, it's gone. So you miss it at your peril and you don't get it back." So for me, when I first heard this quote, I didn't think anything of it. And I didn't think that it was toxic or in the same like category of quotes, like enjoy every minute and, you know, okay, I'm going to finish recording this later. So I have some people that are interrupting here. I'll be back. Okay, yes, I ran away to my mom's room and now I'm sitting on the floor watching my dad outside load wood in a tractor. So here we are. So yes, the first time I heard this audio on TikTok, I thought it was lovely. And you know, people usually do this like montage of little clips of, you know, moments with their young children. And yeah, I just thought it was really cute. So I made my own, didn't think anything of it. And then Libby, Diary of an Honest Mom, love her. She made like her own quote that was kind of like in opposition of that one.
And I was like, oh, that's interesting that people are looking at it as, you know, something that's negative or not just like a nice quote. Like, I thought it was interesting. So then I started to think about it more. And then the other day, Domestic Blisters, Casey Davis, she put something out about that same, I think it was the same quote that she was talking about. And the same kind of thing. She was, you know, like talking about it as if it was like a negative thing. And I was like, this is so interesting. Like, I want to think about this and organize my thoughts because that's always what I do. So I really think, like, depending on the mood, your like season of life, like, are you really struggling right now? Like, I think when I hear quotes like that, if I'm going through a really difficult time and I feel like I'm not, you know, like enjoying the moment or I'm not being the kind of mom that I want to be, like this idealistic image of what a mom is, and I know that I should be reacting better or handling something in a different way, then I might be a little irritated by comments like that because it's like, ooh, like I know. And even if I agree with that sentiment, it's like, I can't do it right now. But I think the difference is if you're someone who can hear something like that, but also acknowledge that we're all human and having young kids especially is very difficult and you're not going to enjoy every moment. And, you know, there might be situations like if your child is going through a phase where their sleep is absolutely terrible and it's, you know, you're not getting any sleep and it's affecting like your mood and how you can enjoy the next day. I think it's normal to kind of wish away that phase and be like, when is this going to end? Like, this is terrible. And that's the thing. I think when we're in these really difficult moments with our kids, it doesn't feel temporary and it doesn't feel like time is going fast. Like, even if Milo's having a tantrum, for me, it feels like the end of the world because I'm like, wow, this is never going to end, even though I'm getting better at it now because I know that, you know, within a few minutes or like 10, 15 minutes, he's going to be like snuggling next to me and it's going to be okay. But before, I was like, this is terrible. This is never going to end. Like, this is what my life is now. And it was this big like doom and gloom thing. So I think it's all about perspective. And this quote in particular, it doesn't say like enjoy every moment, like never have a difficult time, never think that something is hard. It's literally just saying these years go by fast. And I agree with that. I think moments and days can feel really long, but in the grand scheme of life, you know, 0 to 5 years is not a long time. So it's just acknowledging that and understanding, like, you can look at it both ways, that, you know, these special moments that are only going to happen when they're young are not going to last forever. But at the same time, all these really difficult moments that happen when they're young is also not going to last forever. So you can look at it both ways. This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. I'm just going to be honest here. As a busy parent, it's important to keep your life simple and convenient, especially at mealtimes. Nobody ever told me how stressful mealtimes can be. Little Spoon is one way to help you do just that. Little Spoon delivers fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kiddo will love at every eating stage they are in. Their goal is simple. It's to keep your kid healthy, but also to make it the easiest part of your day so that you can cut through all the drama of mealtime without compromise.
Little Spoon's baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. Their biteables are transition-to-table early finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding with healthy, balanced foods that are free of artificial junk. Little Spoon's plates are for toddlers and big kids. They taste amazing, and even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. Little Spoon also offers smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. Did I mention it gets delivered right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. You can check out the menu and change up what you order every single time. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, your kids will love it. It's a huge win-win for your family. So simplify your kiddos' mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code MOMROOM at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. And it's time to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. Thank you, Claritin. Guys, I am starting to come to terms with the fact that I do suffer from allergies. I used to think, oh, I just have really bad sinuses. No, you have allergies. So let's talk a little bit about my symptoms. I wake up with not a stuffed nose, but like I have to blow my nose constantly. So it's like it's producing mucus and I have to keep blowing my nose. It's all itchy. The palate, like the roof of my mouth is itchy in the mornings and I'm trying to like scratch it with my tongue. It's really irritating. And the insides of my ears get itchy. It's one thing to have those symptoms when I'm just hanging out at home. But for example, yesterday I was at book club and my nose kept getting so tingly and itchy and I kept having to go to the bathroom to blow my nose. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you're ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys know I have been very intentional with what we've been eating lately. I'm looking at protein, I'm looking at sugar content, and avoiding things like artificial ingredients or colorings. Milo used to always want pancakes or waffles in the mornings, and now he is getting into cereal, and I'm so excited because Magic Spoon is the perfect option. Their variety pack has 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. They have 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 to 5 grams of carbs per serving. They're made with wholesome ingredients, no artificial flavors or dyes, and I'm just so happy that he's getting a good amount of protein before he goes off to school. And it's a great snack for me and my husband too, because 13 to 14 grams of protein in the cereal, now you add a high protein milk, you're set. That is such a high protein snack or meal. I should also mention that it is gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. So go to magicspoon.com/momroom to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code MOMROOM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So try a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon cereal today at magicspoon.com/momroom and use the code MOMROOM to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Also, somebody messaged me making a really good point that a lot of these comments are kind of like implying that, you know, once they're out of the young kid stage, like let's say even when they're teenagers or young children, like 8, 9, 10 years old,
It's not like there's never comments about or like these sentiments about that age. And she's like, it's sad because I really enjoy a lot of things about, you know, every stage of my child, like every age. You know, there's really special things about teens and the relationship that you can have with your kids when they're older. So that was interesting too. Like, and I think people can also take the quote in that way, as in like, you know, after these 4 or 5 years, it's all downhill, which is not the case at all. Especially like for me, I found the ages, like from when he's crawling until, you know, just probably like 3 or 4 months ago, to be difficult. Like now he's much more independent. We can like actually hang out and do things and experience things. So yeah, I think everyone's different when it comes to what stage they really enjoy. Some people really enjoy the teenage years or like young children years. There's good and bad to every single stage. My friend Kathy, so when I posted in my stories that I wanted to do a whole episode on this topic, Kathy wrote to me and said, I think in general, the sentiment is nice. Like, don't sweat the small stuff. Try to be in the moment and soak it all in. But at the same time, when you're having a hard moment or a difficult phase and your mental health isn't great, it can feel invalidating. Like, if you weren't enjoying it, then you're wasting it. And I don't think that's fair. So I too see both sides. And then I said, yeah, it's really dependent upon how you interpret it. I don't interpret the message as you should never have difficult moments or make sure you enjoy every moment. For me, it's saying this age is temporary and in the big picture, it does go by fast. So don't wish it away. And also everything that is difficult in these like first 5 years is also temporary. So, and then we got into a discussion about how these messages, you know, like make sure you enjoy every moment and time goes by so fast and make sure you soak it all in. Those, it's all about context. Like, when are those things being said, especially to parents? You know, is it in a conversation where you're talking about your own experience with parenting and your kids are older now? Or is this a situation where someone's sharing a really difficult phase that they're going through, their child's not sleeping or they have a colicky baby, whatever it might be, and then someone's response is like, oh, it goes by really fast, so try and enjoy every moment. That, you know, especially after doing my episode with Whitney Goodman, that is toxic positivity. And I understood what toxic positivity was, but she really cleared it up for me when she was like, when someone says something that they're struggling with or, you know, is talking about something difficult that they're going through, and then someone else says something that is like, you know, on the surface, it sounds positive and like a good thing to say, but they're saying it in a way to dismiss and invalidate what the other person is saying. So it's not like they're not acknowledging the struggle that the person is going through. They're just kind of like trying to, and oftentimes people say these things because it's uncomfortable and they don't know how to deal with someone else's pain or difficult situation. So I get why people say these things, but it's not helpful and it's really just being dismissive. So these quotes, I think it's very dependent, you know, upon how it's being used, when it's being said, and is it in response to someone who's like, I'm having a really difficult time. So yeah, I would hate for someone to hear that quote or, you know, come across a TikTok that has that audio and have it like make them feel shitty about their situation, because I think it's just a good reminder that, you know, good and bad, these years of young kids being
little kids, like 0 to 5, is short. So whether you're looking at that as, you know, the positives are not long lasting, the negatives are also not long lasting. So yeah, I don't know. I see it both ways, and I find it interesting how just like how much of a divide, like there's people who love this quote and then there's people that absolutely hate it. And I can see both sides and I'm just kind of sitting in the middle, but I do enjoy seeing those videos that people put together. I think it's like cute and it's special. And yeah, just, but I know myself, like I don't have to enjoy every moment. I'm not going to. I'm a human and I understand that having young kids is very difficult. There's lots of awesome moments and there's lots of not awesome moments. So I think we all just need to own that and be comfortable with the fact that we're not going to be hashtag blessed all the time and that that's okay. And yeah, if someone uses toxic positivity to kind of dismiss your struggle, I always think of it as like, that's their defense mechanism. They're uncomfortable that you're uncomfortable or having a difficult time and they don't know how to react. So it's easy to just be like, oh, you know, time goes by fast, like, you know, la la la, because they don't know what to say. And so I think, you know, acknowledging that not everyone in our lives is a trained therapist and has the capacity to be like, say the right thing at every single moment, you know, it makes it easier on us when you understand that about other people. It's not like they're trying to be malicious, but yeah. Anywho, my dad's still loading wood in the tractor. So that is this week's solo episode. I'm happy I got it out and got it recorded on Monday because who knows what's going to happen. We're going to get home on Tuesday and with my luck, Milo will be sick or something and we'll be home on Wednesday. So I really wanted to get this recorded. If you haven't already, please rate, review, subscribe, follow, all the things on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. Also, this summer, I'm doing like a major rebrand of the podcast and I'm really excited about it. It's going to be more of like an adult vibe. Right now it's too, like, I feel like the cover of the podcast does not reflect the content of the podcast, you know? It's not a typical mom podcast, so I don't want it to look like one. I want it to be like, we talk about serious shit here. So yeah, looking forward to that. I'm going to do a big photo shoot. Charlie is going to style it, so you know it's going to be good. My sister-in-law is flying into Toronto to shoot. We rented this gorgeous studio, hair, makeup, the whole shebang. So look forward to that. Also, we will have a website, like a really awesome website, hopefully this summer as well. Investing a lot for that. I feel like I've always put up these little websites like here and there, but I've never actually invested in a proper like professional website where, you know, I have like a newsletter, I put out a blog every single week, and I want to go back to my old website that doesn't exist anymore where I had people write in their experiences, like telling their story in motherhood, whatever it is they wanted to share. I really liked that as well. I want to have like an Amazon store set up with all my favorite baby items because there's a lot. All the things, like all my postpartum hacks, like I just want everything in one place. And then you're going to be able to get to the podcast from there, the YouTube channel. Hopefully we get that back up. All the things. So stay tuned for that. Lots of things going on. So anywho, that's all for now. And yeah, I hope you get a good sleep tonight. I hope you're not up in the middle of the night like I was last night, ruminating about a freaking Levi's dress shirt that I'm probably going to go order right now. And pray for us that we have an uneventful drive home tomorrow, because you never know what can happen with a toddler. So thank you for listening. And I hope your children sleep tonight. I feel weird not ending on that, so...